together.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a thrilling Thursday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers, it's Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you.
Could be.
Your big showbiz break awaits at 814-954-7266. If there's something on your mind and you got to get it off of your mind, this is your opportunity. Or you could just tell us about something coming up this weekend that you're looking forward to. Maybe something that you've attended that you want to weigh in on and share. We had a busy little day with our household all scattered about. Talk about that a little bit as the morning unfolds. A very hot, humid. Oh, we need a break from the heat, Giese. Yes. Oh, this heat is killing us. It's been a long, hot summer.
Yes.
We just need, a break.
24 hours.
Where's that cool weather that we wanted? Could we get some rain to cool things down? Is that out loud?
Yeah, knock it off.
Anyways, phone line is open, and we'd love to hear from you. Lots to get into here on a Thursday.
All right, we got a busy show. No surprise, we always have a busy show. Coming
today's
up next
show is going to be 2 hours worth of
two
busyness.
We're extending.
Think about
it.
That.
Oh man! Next hour, we're going to be talking with John Gardner. This new road, Bowlesburg to Potter's Mills. Not everybody likes the idea, and John would be one of those. I got to find out if it's just John or if it's a group of folks. John has an interesting website, very thorough website, called Center County Highway Revolt. And you can look, it's Center County, all one word, centercountyhighwayrevolt.org.
Yeah.
All right, that's a big long word. It's all about trains. All right, trains, light rail, that would be the answer to our future travel issues and so on. When I booked John a few days ago, I said, John, I'll be honest, I love trains, I really do, but you're going to have to sell me on this one because I'm a gigantic skeptic. So he's like, okay. So John is scheduled to join us about 9 o'clock, and we're going to talk about, travel alternatives. And then you can decide yay, nay, or whatever on that sort of stuff, all right? So that'll be coming up at 9 o'clock. Later this hour, we'll have an open segment. Last night I heard from our friend Vicki Kepler-Dodato about the historic Kepler Barn, and this is either bad news, sad news, or angering news. And so I'm going to share what Vicki wrote to me last night. We're going to do that later this hour. Not right now. We'll do it later this hour. I can't say I'm surprised, but Penn State. What the heck are you doing? Okay, so we'll save that for later this hour. All right, let's see. If I am correct, I did not attend, but Bald Eagle Area had their graduation ceremony last evening. So congratulations.
They picked the right night to do it.
Yes, they did. Well, it was a hot night. I mean, if they were outside, I think they were. It was a warm night. Today is the last day of school for Belfont. So the Red Raiders will be loose here pretty soon. Tomorrow is the last day for State College. Is your little guy looking forward to the last day?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Now, again, Penns Valley and State College are scheduled for graduation tomorrow night. I'm not sure that's going to happen. They both have rain dates, either Saturday or Sunday. Apparently for both districts, they're prepared to go to Sunday. Right now, Sunday's weather looks good. All right, looks good. Tomorrow and Saturday, not so much. Okay. Belfont's graduation was scheduled for Saturday. Again, I'm not sure if they have a rain date or not. I do not know. If somebody knows that, you know, call in. I could not find that anywhere. So if you know, for this is just for Belfont, if you know, you know, call us in and fill us in. Some of these graduations, again, the weather for tomorrow, all right, that's a Bronx cheer. There we go, Bronx cheer, there we go. And I couldn't help but notice, you know, if you live in a rural area, you notice this. The farmers have been very busy this week, probably hay baling. Because, of course, farmers pay attention to weather forecasts, gracious, all the time. And they see this probable weather coming in for tomorrow. Again, lots more rain. Could we get up to an inch of rain tomorrow? Maybe. And so they have been scrambling to cut hay, thresh hay, bale hay, and get that all done.
Hey.
All right, which is obviously smart. So when I was out and about yesterday, I live in a rural area. Pretty much everywhere I turned around, baling, 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 baling. They're all, the Amish are baling, the English are baling, they're all baling to try to beat this rain that's supposed to come in tomorrow. So, if you're a hay baler, we ring the bell for you.
There a bell, everywhere a bale, bale.
Okay, I'm not sure what that was, but all right. And so, yeah, at least at one point at my house yesterday, if I assume this is accurate, usually is, temperature hit 90 degrees yesterday afternoon at one point. So, of course, me being me, I'm an idiot. I said to my dog Domino, hey, let's go for a hike.
Hey.
So we went for a nice 2-mile hike. We have this area just down the road from our house, which is actually owned by a church, and they have like a track area around the perimeter of their property, which is pretty cool. And people come and they walk, or they walk their dog, or I've seen people riding horse, on this track. It's pretty cool, all right? So, me being me, I'm an idiot, took Domino out for a 2-mile hike in 88-degree weather yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the hike, the dog looks at me, are you an idiot? I'm like, yeah, I probably am, all right? But we were overdue for a hike, bud. So, as soon as we got back to our house, luckily not very far away, he bolts in the door and heads right for the water dish.
Yep. Smart dog.
And he's looking at me like, you're a moron. Like, well, yeah, but I'm the human, you're the dog, all right? That's the way it goes, okay? Sorry. So,
moron is in control.
We had a nice hike, but, I mean, he got a big drink of water, and then he found a spot on the floor and just down he went, all right, and that was it. I'm like, all right, buddy, I'm taking a shower. You stay right there. Whew. Now, today, more of the same. Maybe not quite as hot, but the humidity, yes, sir, the humidity is there. What about the air quality? All right, now, if you follow news, and we hope you do, you've heard about these Canadian wildfires. Oh, wonderful. Burning up there in Canada somewhere, and the smoke heads our direction. Now, again, in places like, I think, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, allegedly Chicago, maybe to Iowa, they've got some, like, air alerts because, I mean, it's bad in some of those places. I mean, if you go out this morning, yeah, it's humid, it's a little hazy. And so I haven't checked this website in a very long time, but there is a government website that tracks air quality. If you want to check this out for yourself, it's fire.airnow, A-I-R-N-O-W. .gov, fire.airnow.gov. And apparently there are sensors, like all over the place, that are keeping track of air quality. In other words, you know, is it safe to, you know, go out and breathe and all this sort of stuff. And so I called this up yesterday, and I've got it on my phone. I just refreshed it. And so I'm going to click on State College. It says the air quality for State College right now is a 69, which is listed as moderate. All right, that's not bad. It says here, unusually sensitive people should consider reducing outdoor activity today in the greater state college areas. In other words, I don't know, if you have breathing troubles, maybe asthma or something like that, you might want to keep an eye on things. Now, 69 isn't bad, all right? It's not stupendous. Williamsport is a 66. All right, for some reason they're a little lower. Let's see. Altoona is an 85. Ooh, okay. And actually, as you get closer to Pittsburgh, the numbers go up. So if I punch this thing up, Pittsburgh, here's one place, has a score of 101. Now, when you get up to at least 100, that's supposed to be bad. All right, that's not good. It says here, sensitive groups should take precautions by reducing outdoor activity. So if you have a 101 score, whoop, here's another one, is a 108 score. Whoa, that's not good. Now, again, places like Minneapolis, Minnesota, I can only imagine what their score is, like 300 or something. It's really bad. So hopefully, now, you know, maybe one good thing with rain is, I don't know, kind of cleanse the air, so to speak. So if you want to keep track of air quality, this is a fascinating website. If you want to keep track of air quality like anywhere in the country, call it up. You can kind of zoom in, zoom out, go to a certain city. There's a little bubble there with a color coding. Right now we're yellow. All right, yellow's okay. Not green is what you want. Right now we're yellow. Pittsburgh right now is orange. And probably Minneapolis is like black or something. It's like really bad. So keep track of your air quality. Be careful of that stuff, okay? All right, our friends from the Center Daily Times have discovered the cicadas. They have a couple of stories today about the emerging cicadas. Now, mm-hmm. we covered this, two or three weeks ago or mm-hmm. what that was. This is a cicada year. Not everywhere in the county will have these little buggers suddenly showing up out of nowhere and making lots of noise. What did our one guest call them? Like horny teenagers or something. Like, okay. But that's what cicadas do. They emerge from the ground after, 17 years. They make a lot of noise. They do what they do. They eat something. Now, hopefully there are other, animals or whatever, birds that, hey, cicadas, oh, smorgasbord, and they just smash them right up. Okay, that's fine. But apparently, I guess right about now, and maybe especially with this hot weather, maybe that will sort of like throw the switch for the cicadas and they show up. Not everywhere. And I'll be curious, someone's going to be keeping track of this. Our Penn State guest that we had a couple weeks ago certainly is keeping track of this, where these things show up. It won't be everywhere. It'll be like over here, over there, and so on. They'll be here for, I guess, a few weeks, and then they, go back in the ground, and then that's it. Then we're done for another 17 years, which is just bizarre. I'm fascinated by that. That's weird. But be on the lookout, all right? Hopefully, unless you like cicadas, hopefully they won't show up in your lawn or neighborhood, but we'll see. All right, now let's plan ahead.
Oh,
we have two things here.
I never plan ahead.
Well, you want to plan ahead, okay?
Right.
This is for tomorrow.
Try.
This is for tomorrow, okay? Mr. Ironhead, come on now. I see you've got your medicated drink right here.
Happy hour? Next. Are we planning for happy hour?
Well,
I'm ready.
Well, you could be.
I got my plans made.
You could be happy.
All right.
You and your medicated drink here.
I do like the medicated.
Tomorrow is National Donut Day.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
We will be celebrating in style.
What, you got to dress up to eat a donut?
Well, don't you? Tuxedo.
So plan ahead. Whoa, okay.
It's a donut.
Okay.
You got to show proper reverence.
I'm terribly sorry. Okay. National Donut Day is tomorrow. Not today. Tomorrow. I've got to believe any stores, restaurants, whatever, that serve donuts are going to do some kind of special tomorrow.
It is Donut Day Eve, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's true.
Let the excitement build.
That's like Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, there we go. I didn't look at it that way.
Yes.
All right. You need to prepare.
Always.
You. Always prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's in the drink today? Let's see.
Oh,
so
it's
tomorrow.
The good stuff.
So if you like donuts, tomorrow is your day.
What do you mean, if you like donuts?
Hey, some people, they don't eat that stuff. Sugar.
What?
Fat, you know, fat or whatever. They don't. I'm sorry. They don't. I do. I love donuts. They're great. All right. What's your favorite donut?
Are these? What? These aren't human beings
yes,
that we're talking
human
about. All human beings love donuts.
I like peanut butter flavored type donuts. That's
I
my
like
favorite.
Pretty much any donut. The sour cream donuts are actually probably my favorite, right?
Sour?
I kind of go, yeah.
Sour cream donuts.
I love the sour cream donuts.
Okay. That's interesting.
They are tasty taste.
Sour cream donut. Very nice. All right. And let's do a free plug for one of our sponsors.
All right.
Well, our friends from Happy Valley Live Restaurant. Now, they're not open yet. Not open yet. Not till later in June. All right. You've heard their ads here on 98.7 The Fox. They are doing a free plug here. They're doing a hiring event. Not today. This is tomorrow and Saturday. All right, at the restaurant. Now, if you're old enough to remember, and how many years has it been? I still call it Damon's Restaurant, because I remember going to Damon's, you know, food was great, had a good time, a bunch of times there. Watched the big TVs and sports.
I'm old enough to remember.
Yes, okay, very good. So that right in front of the Hampton Inn on East College Avenue, all right, our friend Pat Romano and his crew, they're doing a hiring event. And they've got a bunch of jobs to fill. Now, if you follow this stuff at all, again, seemingly every restaurant out there is looking for people to hire. They're looking, you know, for all kinds of jobs, cooks and servers and all sorts of stuff, okay? So Happy Valley Live's doing this event tomorrow and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the restaurant. So all you have to do is show up. All right, between 11 and 6 tomorrow or Saturday, and you'll find out what are the open positions, see if something fits for you. Maybe you go and you decide, nah, this isn't for me. That's fine. Tomorrow and Saturday from 11 to 6 at their location in front of the Hampton Inn. And again, it's interesting the way things change, I guess. I can't say I've ever worked at a restaurant. Both my daughters did, but
you could say it.
I mean, when I was a kid, my mom and dad owned a restaurant for about 2 years, but I was like 9 years old at the time.
Huh.
So they couldn't hire me. That would be child labor laws.
Well,
so I just took advantage of free ice cream and free food.
Well,
That was a good deal. All right. That was a good deal, mom and dad. Thank you. But according to the information I see, Happy Valley Live offering paid training. That's pretty good. Benefits. Okay. And a 401k plan. Whoa. Now, I don't know if every restaurant does that. Maybe they do. I found that very interesting. Like, whoa. So free plug again for one of our sponsors. Check them out tomorrow or Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Happy Valley Live, 1031 East College Avenue. If you have to use your GPS, all right, 1031 East College Avenue. And, hey, you could get a cool new job. All right, there we go. Let's see. All right, now on the political front, politics is so much fun to discuss these days. Did you know that Elon Musk is now Chuck Schumer's best buddy? How about that?
They're best
buds.
Huh.
All right, if you follow news, it's like, whoa, how did that happen? Mr. Musk is leaving Doge, the government efficiency group. He's going back to his companies or spend all his, you know, efforts on his companies, which, depending on the companies, some are doing well, some not so well. And on his way out the door, he pretty much slammed the Republican budget, big, beautiful bill. I'm getting tired of hearing that title. Big, beautiful bill. Yeah, okay, whatever. Big, beautiful debt, actually. And he slammed it on his way out the door. So now he's Chuck Schumer's best buddy. All right. Oh, Elon Musk even believes this. Now Elon Musk is a genius. A few weeks ago, he was a moron. But now he's a genius. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, buddy, for Yeah, doing the old switcheroo, pal. Oh, that's right. You're a political animal. I'm not surprised at all. So, you know, follow that stuff. Then let's see what happens with this. All right. Now, this made big news yesterday. The former Biden White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who for the longest time, Joe Biden's fine, he's sharp, he's great, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, of course, we finally discover, well, maybe not so much. Talk about Joe Biden, all right? Like Scott here, your friend said he's not all there, said that many, 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 many months ago. All right? And I'm way out here. I'm not in D.C., for goodness sakes. All the people with blinders on down there. So Karine Jean-Pierre was the press secretary who had to go in front of the press every day and say things that, well, frankly, were blatant lies. I'm sorry, folks. There's no other way to put it. Okay? She apparently is now no longer a Democrat. Now she's an independent.
Mm-hmm.
She has withdrawn from the Democrat Party. Where did that come from? Now, it might have something to do with the fact that she's writing a book. And the book apparently will be ready sometime this fall. I would expect it'll probably be a bestseller. It's going to be one of those tell-all books about, you know, the Biden administration and what people knew or didn't know and the auto pen and Joe falling down and running into doors or whatever, okay? And all the stuff that she did during this period. And so to prepare for this new book, she is now registered as an independent. Well, now you're giggling, Mr. Ironhead. Why are you chuckling?
She clearly is an independent. You know, just a wonderful change of heart.
You've got to just love politics, just, right, folks?
She's
just
grown, I think, is the
now. Of course, there are a number of independents that, well, our one semi-regular caller would probably call them dinos. Democrat, well, no, dinos would be Democrat in name only. Mm-hmm. So this would be an Ino, independent in name only. So maybe Ms. Jean-Pierre is an Ino because there are other Inos, like Bernie Sanders is an Ino. He's an independent, remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure he is. Yeah, he's extremely independent. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So we will. The national folks are apoplectic, if you will, about Ms. Jean-Pierre and this big change. So probably on the weekend interview shows on TV, if you watch those, I'm sure this is going to get brought up. All right? She's an independent. Now, is she, oh, she's enlightened. She's, you know, all these glowing terms. Or is it, I'm trying to sell a book. And I'm going to spill the dirt. And whenever the book comes out, it's supposed to be sometime this fall, I believe. She's going to spill the dirt.
Where is the cynicism coming from?
Take a wild guess.
Don't understand.
All right, let's take a break. All right?
All right.
When we come back, we got sportsy stuff. All right, plenty of that. I'm going to share that letter from Vicky Dodato, which we'll hold that. What about trains in the neighborhood? All right, yay, nay, what do you think about that? Very interesting interview next hour, and lots more. And your calls in there somewhere, too.
Oh, sure.
All right, let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Getting hot in the studio here. Whew, we're going to take a break and cool off. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit bellefontecruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or bellefontecruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Attention triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glenoe Hawbaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing, and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is a Thursday morning edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we take a check of the sports scene and we start with baseball. Landon Johnson knocking in the first run of the season with a two-out single in the opening inning, but the State College Spikes fall 10-2 last night at Eastwood Field, and Mahoning Valley takes the season opener. Again, 10-2 as the Major League Baseball Draft League season is underway. The Spikes will wrap up that brief two-game series tonight at Mahoning Valley, 7:05 start. Right-hander Roman Kimball, a South Carolina product, will be on the hill for State College tonight. And then the Spikes tomorrow night have their home opener.
Hopefully.
Are you listening, Mother Nature?
Hopefully.
They have their home opener tomorrow night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. There will be fireworks afterwards. Are you listening, Mother Nature? We got big plans. Schedule poster giveaway for the first 500 fans. All of the fun that comes with opening night. Also, Saturday, fireworks show again. And then on Sunday, it'll be the first Bark in the Park game of the season. And the dogs get in for free, by the way.
Whoa!
Free pass for all of the pooches on Sunday. All three games this weekend at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park, which undoubtedly will go off without a hitch because, you know, Mother Nature's listening. against West Virginia, we'll have 6:35 starts. Again, that is tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. As the Spikes return here to Happy Valley. Pittsburgh Pirates shutting out the Houston Astros last night 3-0. We're back on track, baby. I don't know what we were worried about. Mike Burrows scattered 5 hits over 5 1/3 shutout innings with 6 strikeouts and nary a walk as he earned the win. Andrew McCutchen and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa each had RBI for the Pirates. Pittsburgh will look to win the series tonight in a 6:40 start at PNC Park. 6:15 will be the airtime right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, your home for the winning Pittsburgh Pirates. Buccos will then welcome the Philadelphia Phillies to PNC Park for the weekend. Phillies coming off a 2-1 loss in Toronto last night. Max Kepler had the only RBI for Philadelphia. The Phillies trail the Mets by a game and a half in the National League East. The Phillies will play the rubber game of that series this afternoon in Toronto. That'll be a 3:07 start. And then Philadelphia will make the trip to Pittsburgh for the big weekend series. On Wednesday afternoon, Atlantic Hockey America announced its full women's hockey schedule. Each team will play each other a total of 4 times, twice at home and twice on the road. The Nittany Lions will play 15 games at Pagola Ice Arena, with 19 of their games this season being on the road. The non-conference portion of the schedule highlighted by trips to the 2025 national runner-up and two-time national champion Ohio State squad, perennial power Northeastern, and a home-and-home with Cornell. The Nittany Lions will open the campaign with a couple of non-conference series at home against St. Lawrence on September 25th and 26th, and then traveling north to Vermont on October 3rd and 4th. The three-time defending AHA champions, Penn State will begin conference play the following week with a familiar face in former associate head coach Allison Kumi, who is now at Delaware as the Blue Hens head coach. That series will be on October 10th and 11th. And the AHA quarterfinals scheduled for February 20th of 2026. Best of three semifinal series will take place February 27th through March 1st, and the AHA championship will be decided on March 7th. The NCAA regionals are set for March 12th through the 14th with the 2026 Women's Frozen Four hosted by Penn State University. That'll be at Pagola Ice Arena March 20th through the 22nd. That will be fun. Penn State alum Jordan Ott has been hired to be the next head coach of the Phoenix Suns. This according to NBA insider Shams Charania. The details right. of Ott's contract with Phoenix, not disclosed. Ott received his undergraduate degree in sports management from Penn State back in 2006. He then went to Michigan State, got a master's degree there in athletic administration, and then entered the NBA, becoming the Hawks video coordinator in 2013 for 3 years. Ott then moved into the coaching ranks in 2016, working for the Brooklyn Nets as an assistant. And he was there for 6 years and then became an assistant for the Los Angeles Lakers in 2022. The McConnellsburg native then served as an assistant for 2 years with the Lakers before becoming an assistant for the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2024. He helped guide the Cavs this past season to a 64-18 record. They did have the best record in the Eastern Conference despite being eliminated by the Pacers in the Eastern Conference semifinals. And so, again, reportedly now he will be the next head coach of the Phoenix Suns.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's quite a story there. It's a very, very cool opportunity. The Stanley Cup Finals got underway last night, and it was a game. The Oilers giving Canada hope, win it in overtime, 4-3 over the Florida Panthers. Game two of the best of seven series will be in Edmonton tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The NBA Finals, with those aforementioned, Indiana Pacers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, will get underway at 8:30 this evening, with Game 1 in that best-of-seven series. The Special Olympics Pennsylvania will be celebrating the 55th Summer Games, getting underway today and running through Saturday at Penn State. There will be some competitions getting underway at 12 noon this afternoon. Opening ceremony set for 7:15 this evening at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The athletes this year will be treated to ice cream and an action sports demo by professional athletes on bikes, scooters, and skates as they enter the field tonight. The lighting of the Olympic cauldron by the Flame of Hope, which will be carried by participants of the annual 150-mile BA Fan Torch Run, will wrap up the ceremonies and symbolize the official start of the Summer Games. Again, over 2,000 athletes, 800 coaches, and over 1,000 volunteers will be participating in this largest statewide competition for Special Olympics Pennsylvania. Again, if you get the opportunity, I'd encourage you to go up and take in some of the action, and if you're able and you have a little time, volunteer. It'll make your weekend, and it is just a whole lot of fun. And again, competition will get underway at noon today. Opening ceremony 7:15 tonight at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The Bald Eagle area softball team will be taking on St. Mary's today in the PIAA AAA quarterfinals. That game scheduled to get underway at 3 p.m. at Dubois. Now, there will be a preceding game, so that 3 o'clock start is, approximate. Susquehanna and Sharon will meet in the first game. That game will get underway at 1 p.m. The winners of today's games in Dubois will play again on Monday in the state semifinals. We will have live coverage of the Bald Eagle area game today starting at 3 p.m. here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. So a bit of an abbreviated Goon and Ironhead show, as we will go 1 hour today from 2 to 3. That'll follow, of course, after our program wraps up at 10, the Dan Patrick Show from 10 to noon. Joe Lednoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network rolls your way from noon to 2. Again, Goon and I will have some fun for an hour at Quaker Steak and Lube from 2 to 3. Then it's Bald Eagle area softball. Once the Eagles wrap up that game with St. Mary's this afternoon, we will join Jed Donahue and the Pennsylvania Sports Network. His show will be in progress. We'll join it again once that game ends. And Jed will go until 6 this evening. We'll have a brief 15-minute Fox Sports check-in. And then at 6:15... the beloved Pittsburgh Pirates will try to win that series with the Houston Astros. Once that game wraps up, we'll head back to Fox Sports once again. So that is the schedule for the day, and that is a check of what we like to call sports.
But once again, you missed stuff. I don't understand, all right? My Orioles won in Seattle again last night, 3-2.
Yeah.
They've won 5 straight. They've won 8 of 10.
Hey, Pirates won.
They did.
They've won. They're going for 2 in a row, baby.
This is the Orioles team that was expected. What happened to them in April and May? I have no idea. Well, I know what happened. I mean, the pitching was abysmal. and their batting went down the drain for a while. All of a sudden, they, I think, have turned a corner. Their pitching is firmed up. They're doing much better. Adley Rutschman, who's their great catcher, really hasn't done much at the plate. Had a home run last night. So my birds are starting to put it together. Now they got to dig out of this hole they put themselves in. All right, good luck with that. But they have another game actually this afternoon in Seattle.
I don't think the Pirates are
and
really doing much digging.
There is hope.
They're in.
Yeah? There is
hope.
Oh,
I do love hope.
The Colorado Rockies have won three straight games.
Craziness.
They had a sweep.
It is insane.
So they're now up to, 12 wins.
Yes.
Now, granted,
out of nowhere.
50 losses.
Fire.
50 losses, but 12 wins. But, I mean, they're partying, apparently, in Denver. They're all excited.
How could you not?
Colorado Rockies are winning games.
They've got Rockies fever.
And finally,
once again, yes.
Penn State has some creative people, all right? And I'm thinking sports, and I'm thinking with, like, marketing and publicity and stuff, which is really cool. So if you go on social media, there are maybe several teams are doing this. They're doing countdowns until their season starts. So somebody is doing this for football. And every single day, they have a post. Now, yesterday it was 87 days until the season starts, which is true. And then they have a video clip of a great Penn State play from years past. All right. Somebody is doing this literally every single day. Boom, boom, boom. They're going to do it all summer, I assume, which is, you know, cool. I mean, a lot of the plays I remember that one. All right. I remember that one. Could be an offensive play, defensive play, whatever it is. All right. That's kind of cool. Yesterday, all right, you mentioned women's hockey. And this year I became a women's hockey fan. I think Penn State's great. Tessa Janicki is awesome. She scored that winning goal for the U.S. in that recent World Women's Tournament, which, you know, won the championship for the U.S., so that was kind of cool. They're doing a countdown, all right? And yesterday on social media, I see this clip of Katie DeSaw, who is the Penn State goaltender. And I'm like, okay, what is this? And so there she is. She's not wearing a helmet, but she's, you know, a goalie wears a lot of protective clothing. All right. You know, cause they're getting shots taken at them. So there she is. She's at the Penn State Tennis Center, and she's wearing all her stuff. And somebody's there. There's a machine that fires out tennis balls. So if you're practicing tennis, you get the machine, it fires tennis balls, and you hit them and practice and do whatever. In this case, they turned the tennis ball machine on Katie DeSaw. And she's taking these tennis balls, and it's hilarious. Every time a tennis ball hits her, ah! 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 She's saying. Now, she does take one in the head. Now, she's not wearing a helmet. Normally, obviously, in a game, you wear a helmet. And she gets one in the head, and she, in the video, she's like, okay, that one did kind of hurt. That's not good. And some person walks over like, Katie, what are you doing? And she says, 113 days till the season starts. And then she, ha! Ha! And she's taking more of these tennis balls, which is hilarious. Folks, that's the whole purpose of publicity, is to just get people's attention. And so whoever's in charge of that stuff over there, all right, round of applause to you. That's great. The Women's Frozen Four is here next, March? So can Penn State actually play? All right. Interesting. They're starting their series with their season with St. Lawrence. St. Lawrence is a good team, small school, good team, knocked them out of the NCAA tournament this year. So that's an interesting opener for them. My only concern is if you look at the schedule, from mid-November until the third week of January, they only have one home game in about a 2.5 month span. They've got one home game. I'm thinking, whoa, that's a giant like hole right in the middle of the schedule here. That's crazy. But their season actually does begin, the end of September for ice hockey. All right, we think of ice hockey as a winter sport. No, they start at the end of September. So I will be rooting on the Penn State women. I think they're great. Penn State men, of course, Frozen Four, they're awesome, you know, all that sort of stuff. So be on the lookout for that. By the way, Penn State women's hockey games are free. All right, they're free. Now, I don't know if that's ever going to change in the future, but you can just walk in, sit down, enjoy the game. One quick thing about the Spikes have Bark in the Park on Sunday. Would that be Dollar Dog Night?
They get in for free, dude.
Okay.
It's free dog night.
They should charge a dollar.
Dog.
You bring your dog, you got to pay a dollar. So that would be Dollar Dog Night. Just a thought.
Real quick, also, last night was a terrific celebration over at the State College High School gymnasium. State College has 47 graduating seniors who are going on to compete collegiately.
Wow, that's a lot.
47 different athletes.
That's a lot.
I have the very good fortune to have the fun of announcing that. They bring the athletes up and let them speak just briefly, let them say where they're going to, and a lot of them are going to some prestigious schools.
Cool. That's cool.
The one kid's going to Harvard, and some of them, you know, this is why I'm going to this school. Wonderful atmosphere, mm-hmm. family atmosphere, academics, this and that. One kid said, "I'm going to Harvard because." Well, you know, it's Harvard.
Harvard.
Like, I could get in. So, well, yeah, that makes some sense. But, you know, some Big Ten schools. It was just neat to hear the kids and to see them with their families. And you start reading through the accolades that these kids, good heavens, not just athletically, and a lot of those accomplishments are extremely impressive. School records, state records, in some cases, all of that stuff, obviously very impressive. But the number of kids, who were like top 10% of my class, honor roll, honor society, and some of them were getting like national academic awards. It is just an impressive group, and I feel like it's just that way every year at State College. It's just amazing what these kids can accomplish. But Madison Watchke, thank you for sharing your story last night. Madison is a terrific swimmer. She is heading to Miami of Ohio. And she lost her dad, and they kind of, Cardinals are what they see as kind of his angel symbol. And she told the story, and I'm not going to do it justice, but she was visiting Miami, felt really good about it, liked the coaches, liked the future teammates, just like the overall feel of the campus, and was like, yeah, I think this is where I want to go, and saw as she's kind of forming that, yep, I'm pretty sure this is where I want to go, sees a cardinal tattoo on a gentleman who's just standing next to her. She's like, oh, all right, that's
the sign.
It's a done deal. It was just a really, all of the stories were great. But Madison, thank you for sharing your story last night. Really special stuff. But boy, what an impressive group of human beings and families. And, you know, I know some of the families, got to meet a couple of them afterward. Just a great night of celebration. Congratulations, and best of luck. Seize those opportunities, kiddos. And that goes for all of the Center County kids, whatever you're moving on to after high school. Best of luck to you. Go, seize the day and enjoy the moment. It does go by quickly. I keep telling the story. My grandfather used to, time goes a lot faster as you get older. I'm like, oh, I love my grandfather, and he's wise in so many ways. But, Boy, what a knucklehead. I mean, a day is a day. It's 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week. A month, like, time goes faster. Son of a gun!
Surprise!
Holy cow, was he right!
Surprise!
Good Lord, does it go fast! So, anyways, congratulations, best of luck, and thanks for letting me be involved to Chris Weekland, who is moving on at the end of this month from his role as athletic director. Chris has made, and Laura and Chris will talk about it last night, what an amazing impact over the years in many different roles that Chris Weekland has had on students coming through the State College Area School District. He really allowed me to get much more involved with their athletics programs in a variety of roles, and I'm very, very appreciative. But, man, Chris just did a fantastic job, and obviously excited Lauren Crispell is as good as they come, and we'll be moving into that athletic director's role here starting officially in July. But a huge thank you from me to both of them for allowing me to be a part of that and to just see all of the great accomplishments that these kids and so many others, and it all, you know, families, coaches, the whole, you know, it's a community thing, and it is. It's special to see it. And we see it all throughout this area. You know, I've had the fortune of following a lot of Bald Eagle area over the years. Penns Valley, certainly. I know Todd and Norm with their ties, Norm especially, to Phillipsburg, Osceola. And obviously Bellefonte just has an incredible sports legacy. So anyways, best of luck to all of the graduating seniors, and Mother Nature, help us out here tomorrow evening.
Yeah,
come on.
We'll see about that.
Please.
For those kids, I
said please.
For those kids, I would just say, never forget you're a student athlete. Take advantage of the student part. Because so much of college sports now is getting away from that. It's all about money, NIL, you know, big names, blah, blah, blah. Student athlete. Nothing more important than that. Student athlete. Take advantage. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We got lots more talking. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Attention triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glen O. Hawbaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BellefonteCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BellefonteCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Spring Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up here in just a bit.
Now, I tell you what, we're going to juggle up here a little bit because our guest is here. And I mentioned that that letter about the historic Kepler barn. Not good news. I'm going to save that for later in the next hour, you know, before we wrap up. I'm going to save that for later on. Not happy about it, but we'll save that for later. All right, let's welcome to our program. We have John Gardner IV, or G4, all right, who we have met. All right, as soon as we just met outside, I'm like, okay, I remember you, yeah. at the, you know, talking about this new road, Bowlesburg to Potter's Mills and so on, there was a big production at, I'm sorry, I still call it the Elks Club. It's a Ramada now. Okay, cool Ramada. Over in Bowlesburg. John, when was that? How many weeks ago was that now? Do you recall?
I think it may have been about like 2 months or so, or maybe a little less, actually.
I was going to say, it wasn't 2 months. It was, it was a few weeks ago, whatever it was, all right? And I remember I just went over there to, you know, there were tons, and for folks that went, there were all these displays and maps and videos and people answering questions about the proposed new road and all this sort of stuff. It was, the room was full of people. I mean, it was full of people. And I'm milling about, and I come across this person and who starts talking to me about trains. And I'm thinking, okay, trains, all right, we're here to talk about a road. And this person kept talking about trains. I'm like, okay, I love trains. I think trains are cool. That was you.
That was me.
That was you, all right. So,
funny how we reconnected.
You've got a very, well, we'll talk about the whole thing, but you have a very interesting website with a big, long name.
CenterCountyHighwayRevolt.org.
.org, all one word, CenterCountyHighwayRevolt.org. GFOR.org, and we'll get into more of that in a little bit. All right, we're supposed to call you G4, all right, because you're John Gardner the Fourth. All right, that's fine. All right,
there G4. Are too many Johns in the world, and my personality is too unique to go by that name.
Hey, makes that's cool. Sense. All right, G4, let's start from scratch. Tell us something right into the mic there. Tell us something about yourself, you know, your background. I assume you love trains. I mean, tell us about you.
Well, I am a graduate student at the Huck Institute for Life Sciences. I am currently earning my PhD in molecular and astrobiology, mostly focusing on staph infections and how Staphylococcus aureus interfaces with the immune system. This is all something that I've done in my free time. So I've gotten together with a couple of friends, and we're trying to lead our own highway revolt against PennDOT and the new 322 project, both to help preserve and protect Penn's Valley and its historic character, but also to, instead of just being unhelpful NIMBYs and saying no, we're trying to provide an alternative project which we think will be much better for both our tax dollars and for the economy of Center County.
All right. Okay. You're studying what again?
Molecular and astrobiology.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's way over my head. Holy smokes. That sounds, I'm a space geek. So astrobiology, what is astrobiology exactly?
It's basically what NASA does. So if you're already spending billions of dollars to send a rover to Mars, an astrobiologist would ask the question, what does the rover look for once you've gotten it there? It's obviously a lot more complicated, but you can basically simplify it down into to two sides of the coin. The first one is, what type of molecules are distinctly unique of life and not some random geologic process? And then of those molecules, which ones survive billions of years through the geologic record so that you can actually test them with a small rover-level experiment rather than needing to grab a giant scoop of Mars and bring it back here for analysis.
Or we send people there and they do it.
Exactly, yes. That was actually one of the major things of the later Apollo missions. The astronauts were thoroughly trained in geology in order to be basically the geologists on the ground for all the scientists back home.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty cool stuff.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Center County Highway Revolt. Now, when I first saw that, I saw the word revolt, and I'm thinking, what is this? So, G4, what is this? What's going on here?
Well, it's part of a larger movement over the past, I would say, 40 to 60 years called Highway Revolts, hence the name. I think they started first in D.C. And in San Francisco in about the 1970s when state-level DOTs and then also the federal interstate system wanted to ram highways down the middle of cities, and people didn't like that. And so there was a bunch of groups that all led various highway revolts and were able to stop the highways from being built. And there are now actually a few stubs that you see in various cities where it was clear that they wanted to put a highway through things, but the citizens rallied and were able to prevent that from happening. So we're trying to lead our own lovely little highway revolt here in Center County.
All right. What's the history of this group? Because I didn't hear about this until just recently.
We mostly have come together in the past about year or so. We just launched the Highway Revolt officially last month, but we've been working on, I think I acquired the domain in at least August of last year, maybe even a little bit earlier, and we've been collecting our ideas, making a comprehensive plan, and then also gathering enough money to do a month-long statewide ad campaign from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia. We are kind of newer on the scene. They've been planning the 322 State College Area Connection for a long time, and a bunch of people didn't like that, but only now have we come together as a more formal operation in order to try and oppose it.
All right, now how many folks are we talking about here?
It's hard to count because a bunch of people provide only small snippets of ideas here and there. I would say in terms of the official people involved, it's mostly just me and the artist, and then we have about four or five other people who have contributed smaller portions here and there.
And you have some money for an advertising campaign.
Out of my own pocket.
Ooh, okay. So this is Center County Highway Revolt. Now, okay, if you're going to be advertising, you mentioned Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. What advertising there would do what exactly?
Because they're all part of the Commonwealth. This is a state-level thing with PennDOT, and if we only focus on the small, local, one highway at a time, then wonderful, we may have solved that one highway and protected Penn's Valley, but then maybe there's another valley up there on the list that's going to have a highway through it later. What we want is a statewide reorientation of how PennDOT spends its dollars. On my end, one of the things that I contributed to the project was the financial analysis. I actually was able to pull Pennsylvania's publicly available 2024 to 2025 budget, and I saw the line item allocations that PennDOT was using for expenditures on highway and transit, both new capital expenditures and then also ongoing maintenance. And all I did was divide that by the highway lane miles that we have and then the rail miles that PennDOT subsidizes. And I found that at a minimum, highways are 27% more expensive to operate than rail. Now, of course, I understand that this is America, especially you're not going to be getting rid of all cars. But also, let's be honest here. A lot of people travel from one defined area to another defined area. Most of the people going over 322 are going from Philly to State College or maybe somewhere further on, but they are not going from, Limerick to Orviston or Ashland. So since most people go from one major location to another major location, that's something that we can solve with transit. We don't have to have a massive 200-foot wide highway right-of-way going through the valley when you could use some of the existing rail infrastructure to carry the majority of those people.
All right. Now, you have, the website is very impressive.
Thank you.
Folks, check it out. Even if you think this is baloney or whatever, that's on you, okay? It's a very thorough website that you folks have put together. And there's a history of railroads here. Now, I'm assuming that's on the website somewhere. Like the past history of rail here in Center County. There was quite a bit, I think, at one point, yes?
That is correct, yes. My favorite book was Rails to Penn State. It was actually written by a faculty member at the university, and I think it's available freely to pick up at the Penn State libraries. It has maps galore. There were at least a dozen railroads.
Hmm. All right. Now, your idea is, I guess, would be called light rail for the most part, or?
Kind of. It's hard to describe in American terms. The official full name is Diesel Multiple Unit Hybrid Light Rail, but it's probably more well known in the rest of the world as something called an S-Bahn, which is kind of like a sort of regional rail system. It's not meant to move people around only inside of a single city, nor is it meant to move only people from one major city to another. It's kind of something in the middle. It's providing a regional level of transportation.
So where are they doing this?
So at least in America, probably the best example of an S-Bahn would be Philadelphia itself. You, of course, have the subways and the trolleys, which are much more urban level of transportation. And then, of course, you have Amtrak, which takes you to Washington, D.C. and Harrisburg and whatnot. But SEPTA runs the regional rail, where they have branches to Chestnut Hill, to Lansdale, Wawa. They're looking at extending it back to Westchester. And these are kind of like larger level trains that run less frequently, maybe about every half hour or so, maybe every 15 minutes during peak times. But they allow people to live farther, who are living farther out, to still get into a main job center by way of transit.
All right, now G4, every time I hear SEPTA, it normally has a negative connotation.
Yeah.
I don't hear good things about SEPTA.
Yeah, personally, I've ridden a bunch of different rail lines around the country, and SEPTA is not necessarily the best. It has great extent. It has great bones. But unfortunately, it's not funded to anywhere near the level as any of the other surrounding states, and they have to take a really tiny budget and stretch it really far. And that's part of why we're couching this as a highway revolt. We're not just advocating for a single rail line. We're just saying that transit in general is underfunded both in this country and the state, and so what we want to do is kind of reorient how we spend things in order to give transit spending its due, rather than putting all of our chips on cars.
All right, now where would these? All right, now there are maps on your website.
Yes,
where would you put these train lines?
So the first phase, which would be cheaper than the highway, I think by at least half, or at least according to our back of the envelope calculations, that would be to use the existing operating rail lines that go between Tyrone, which is the nearest Amtrak station, and then Lamont, which is, I think, less than 2 miles away from campus. So what we would want to do is just build a really short segment of track from Lamont to the edge of downtown State College where you can have a station. And that will be repurposing, again, all of the existing rail lines that, in fact, are actually government-owned by CEDACOG, the Susquehanna Economic Development Authority, Council of Governments Joint Rail Authority. So the tracks are already owned by the government. They can snap their fingers tomorrow and turn them into a passenger line if they wanted, more or less. And then if we just build that one last little gap between Lamont and State College, you have intercity rail transit that will take some of the load off of the existing 322. The second phase would be to kind of to anybody who knows that route, it's a long, loopy one that goes all the way up to Milesburg and down through Bellefonte and the Nittany Mall, and that's not exactly a direct or speedy option. So in order to improve this, what we would want to do next is put a tunnel under Bald Eagle Mountain from Port Matilda to the Scotia Barrens. To the best of my knowledge, this is the first time in all of history that anybody has proposed an idea like this, and it will be the most direct connection from State College to Blair County, again, in all of history. So when you do that, you can then build a new line, largely repurposing the existing rail rights-of-way between the Scotia Barrens and campus, and then you can send the train in street trackage, like they actually do in New Jersey on the River Line, up either Calder Way or College Ave, and reconnect it with the station on the other end of downtown, and then send the trains back up to Lamont, Bellefonte, and then possibly even beyond, to say, Lockhaven. With that, you will have a much faster rail system that is actually going to be time competitive with highway travel.
All right. A tunnel.
Yes.
That sounds expensive.
It's only about $100 million a mile, which I will note, PennDOT is predicting $120 million per mile for the new highway. And if you think about it, it makes sense. It's just a matter of geometry. Trains are fairly small. I think the full right-of-way is like 15, 20 feet wide. The rails themselves are only 5 feet apart, more or less. But a highway, on the other hand, I-99 in Port Matilda right now is 200 feet wide. That is an order of magnitude more money that you have to spend for property acquisition. You have to spend more on asphalt. It's just a wasteful use of materials.
All right. All right, G4, who would use this rail system?
Several different groups. First off, myself, I don't own a car. I used to, but I sold it because I just honestly wasn't using it. I bicycle primarily around campus, mm-hmm. but then it's very difficult to actually get in and out of State College. But then also regular commuters. Many people are not straight-up car people. If you give them the option, a lot of people actually like to take transit because you can sit back, you can read, you can answer emails. It's a multi-productive time. You are both getting travel and also other things done. But if you're in a car, you have to pay 100% of your attention to driving in order to not careen off the road. And so, therefore, your time is wasted by not spending it on other things. So I think at least a sizable portion of people living in the area would be interested in taking transit over taking cars. But then also, remember, State College, Penn State is the largest employer in Center County by an order of magnitude. It employs 25,000 people. That's a very large agglomeration of jobs right in one very small walkable area. That's something that we could spread out to a bunch of other communities. Say if we build a train to Tyrone or even Altoona, all of a sudden you now have an easy, convenient connection for people who are already living in those cities in order to go to a major, very lucrative employer. It will take all of the money that's being spent here and spread it around in a more equitable way.
All right, Mr. Ironhead, I got a ton of questions. I'm having fun. You want to jump in here? Come on.
Do you think that enough people would be willing to take the train to make this a worthwhile venture? I'm just wondering how much it's going to take to maybe change the mindset of at least some of us, and I'll include me in the us.
I think it depends entirely on how well it's executed. There's a wide range in popularity of rail across the United States, and it's less more finding a transit place or a car place, and more a matter of just how good the train is built. For example, if you have traditional commuter rail, where you have only three trains into town in the morning, and then absolutely nothing over the afternoon, and then three trains out of town in the afternoon, that's not very flexible. And people generally don't enjoy doing that, because what if your meeting ends early or your kid needs to be picked up from school, all of a sudden you're then marooned at your job location until 5 p.m. But in other places where they have more expansive trains around the rest of the clock, when you have trains going both directions during peak, allowing reverse commuting, that's usually when people end up taking transit more. So I think, honestly, in terms of how many people use it, that's up to PennDOT. But if we look to nearby examples, the next nearest version of a train like this would be the River Line run by New Jersey Transit between Trenton and Camden. That was actually an incredibly successful line. They're currently in the process of doubling its length, building a whole second line. And if I'm correct, I think something like 80% of new jobs in the area after the DMU was built were specifically because of the DMU. So if they did not build the train, then the job growth would have been only 20% as big as it was. So I think that's mostly just people voting with their dollars. If there's a train there, you can see from the economic impacts that they decide to take it, whether or not any individual person is more a train person or a car person.
All right. Before we take a break, all right, now, cost, obviously, is kind of important here. Now, you're saying, John, that the cost for this rail line plan would be less than the 8-mile highway they want to put in between Bowlesburg and Potter's Mill?
At least for the first phase, yes. I do understand that later expansions will obviously be more expensive, but I think a lot of that is just because we have so underinvested in rail transit that we have a lot of wasted time to make up for. But I can say that, again, according to Pennsylvania's published budgets, it is cheaper per mile to build and maintain a rail transit line than it is a highway line.
Now, a rail train, you kind of touched on this a couple minutes ago, all right? One knock against rail is that, okay, I have to hold to a train schedule, which I don't know, I may have to sit here and wait till the train shows up. Meanwhile, I can hop in my car and woof, off I go. So how do you combat that?
Frequency is freedom, is what advocates say. If I think they've done studies. They found that if you have about 4 or 5 trains per hour, so that's about a train every 12 or 15 minutes, that's about the time when people don't have to worry about holding to a train schedule. It's just a matter of show up to the train station, you don't even have to look at your watch, and you know that a train will be there soon enough. Meanwhile, yes, you can hop in your car and go wherever you want, but maybe not necessarily as fast as you want because of all the traffic. Even when it comes to weather, highways usually shut down earlier and for longer than rail transit routes because trains are bigger, heavier industrial machines that can just push through snow or rain much more readily.
All right. All right, let's take a commercial break here. All right, we're talking with G4, all right, John Gardner IV. Again, the website is fascinating. It really is. CenterCountyHighwayRevolt.org. Still not sure about the revolt part, but I have to work on that. All right, let's take a break. We have some more questions here. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will return right after this.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 in State College. Dotter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BellefonteCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BellefonteCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
the Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio!
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. A little open phone time rolling your way later this hour.
All right. Again, interesting conversation with talking with John Gardner IV, G4, about a very interesting website. Folks, check it out. Even if you are 100% against, check it out anyway. Center County Highway Revolt. .org. All right, now G4, I looked at the website. There's a lot of stuff on there. I didn't look at everything. I mean, there's a ton of stuff on there, which is great. Now, you've got a line on there on the website that says, PennDOT is trying to build a billion-dollar highway that nobody asked for. John, that's not accurate. Come on, that's not accurate.
That is a lot of people, I will admit.
I mean, a lot of people have asked for this new road for years. Every time we have an accident where someone unfortunately dies on the current road, okay, somebody asks for it again. Two groups of people that would really use the road, all right, what about truckers? If we keep the skinny road that we have now, in other words, we don't change anything. All right, truckers are still going to be taking that road. They're not going to use trains, are they?
Trains primarily haul freight. If anything, I'm trying to switch it around to the passenger side of things. But yeah, we definitely do have a lot of truckers going through the area, but they don't seem to be too much the problem, because the truckers are usually, in my experience, very safe drivers. They don't cause too much of a problem. I think the majority of users of the road, I think over 80%, are actually just regular passengers, and that's what I'm trying to resolve here. You're right that it is a very over-congested road, but I think that's largely because of a lack of options. If you want to get to or from college and don't have $700 extra lying around for the premium from the local airport, you're kind of forced to drive along that. My thinking is, if you can just build an alternative, you're not necessarily going to take truckers off the road, but you're going to take everybody else off the road, freeing it up and making it easier for the truckers. No 200-foot wide mega highway needed.
Okay. Now, football games. A few people show up for those?
So I've heard.
More than a few, actually. I mean, if this, let's say this somehow would happen, this train line, I mean, we're talking G4, like 150,000 people go to a football game.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to take a train?
Yeah, in fact, they do in most other college towns. I think the state of Oklahoma funds something called the Big Game Day Train. They have an extra long operation that runs between Fort Worth and Oklahoma City to help with the football games, I think, in, what is it, Normal, Oklahoma? In fact, University of Michigan and Ann Arbor. They have six different trains a day going across the state from Chicago to Detroit that serve their football games. Bloomington, Normal, Indiana, Rochester, New York. They all have intercity rail transit options for all of their fairly major sports universities, and we do not. I'm just simply bringing us up in comparison to all of the other universities out there.
Now, again, John, to make this fly, you'd have to have multiple trains every day.
Yep. No, but again, what we're looking for mostly is a train every 15 minutes. So it would be used mostly by commuters and to get around town first, but then you're building the infrastructure in order to scale it up for major football games.
All right. Now, maybe we need to find a train, because when I think of a train, I think of a big, long train. Mm-hmm. There's all these cars. That's not what... Is that what this is? You'd have big, long trains every 15 minutes?
Not big, long trains. These are smaller things called diesel multiple units, or DMUs. Probably the closest example that we have has been running in New Jersey for, I think, it turns 21 this year, the River Line. These are, they're not as small as a car. They're about maybe two or three times as long as a bus. They have two large segments and then a smaller power pack in the middle, and they run on three trucks, six axles. I think they're about maybe 60, 75 feet long. So if you have, you of course can have like bigger, longer trains. You can attach them together, multiple cars. But the most important part of this, again, frequency is freedom. If you take a big long train and separate it apart into much smaller pieces and then send those pieces down every 15 or so minutes, then all of a sudden you have the same person capacity but increased flexibility, because again, it's coming so frequently you don't have to worry about schedules at all.
So every particular run would be like three cars?
About, yes.
Something like that.
Okay. Maybe about as long as one of the articulated buses that CATA uses. Maybe a touch longer. But yeah, about that size.
Okay. Now, have you contacted state lawmakers about this? Because obviously Harrisburg, PennDOT, whatever, has got to get involved. Have you contacted them? And if so, what's the reaction been?
Yes, I have. State Representative Paul Takac, I've met with him several times. He is very interested in this project. He has brought up rail to Center County for a long time. I think he sat on the state-level transportation commission. But it seems that PennDOT has largely not been listening to him as much. So a part of why we turned this into a formal highway revolt is if everybody is talking about it and everybody is contacting both his office and other state reps and PennDOT, then all of a sudden PennDOT will have to listen rather than just one lone state representative trying to get this to happen.
All right. Ironhead, you got something there?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I'm just think like St. Louis is the one that just because the NCAA wrestling championships have been there a bunch of times, and they, I will say, their rail system, like getting from the airport to just about anywhere in and around St. Louis, is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And very, very convenient. And just like you're saying, the frequency, it's like, well, if we just missed it, yeah, we're going to have to wait 10 or 12 minutes, whatever it is. It's not very long. And then here comes the next one. And again, the, it is. It's very convenient, and it's it does ease the congestion for sure in terms of vehicular traffic, like in and around their hockey arena downtown, which is where the wrestling championships usually are. So, yeah, I'm just thinking through it. It's an intriguing concept at the very least, and I think I'm surprised the PennDOT's not at least listening to look at the potential value here versus the cost of the roadways.
I think part of it is that PennDOT is largely a road-based organization. They do a lot of their highway design and whatnot in-house, and while they do fund transit, they usually just shuffle the money over to other agencies, like SEPTA for the regional rail, PRT for the buses in Pittsburgh, yeah. And then Amtrak for the Keystone. And so when your toolbox only contains a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
Now, I think, G4, on the website, buses is in there somewhere.
Yes.
What about buses?
So we would also want to have a frequent express bus running from State College along 322 to, I think, Milroy and Lewistown. And that would provide just, again, more transit flexibility in the system. First off, each bus can hold upwards of 200 people. So if you have, say, three buses an hour, all of a sudden that's 600 potential cars off the road every single hour. Again, no need for a major four-lane highway. The existing road is more than capable of taking the demand if you put the correct vehicles into service. So this particular bus would be mostly for people who live in Lewistown. There are a lot of faculty members and graduate students and whatnot on campus who their spouses work in Harrisburg or maybe Hershey, and Lewistown is an inconvenient middle ground for them. And both parties have to drive over an hour each day in order to get to and from their works. But if there was something like an express bus, again, not only taking the cars off of 322 with a better tool, you also would then make it more easy, convenient, and cheap to live in Lewistown for people to then commute back up the hill to State College.
All right, buses with 200 people?
Yeah. The articulated buses that are running right now, they can hold almost 200 people in them.
Mm-hmm. Do they hold 200? This would be like two buses linked together to be one bus, or is it three?
Two. Bendy buses, they're amusingly called.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Which I've seen some of those. I've never ridden one, but I've seen those around here.
Oh, it's fun. I think they have seats, or you can stand in the middle of the articulated section, and the giant accordion just expands around you. It's so trippy and fun. It's our own little local fun house.
Okay, G4. That's weird, man. holy moly. Now, on your, you're obviously really into this stuff, and on your website, you have something about, you know, roads, you know, building more roads. You have harming the economy.
Yes.
Just explain this.
So, I think maybe I can start with a fun joke. This is one I always love. What do trains carry? Do you know?
What do trains carry?
Passenger trains, yes.
People?
No, wallets.
They carry wallets.
Yes. Okay. So a lot of people say that trains are a bad form of transit because it's not flexible. I think it's actually the very permanence that makes them important. And especially in the most recent streetcar era, since I think, 2001 in Portland, Oregon, when the first modern streetcar was built, people have noticed something, that the area within about a 15-minute walk shed of a train station it booms. It has more tax revenue. It has more growth, more construction. And that's largely because whenever you have some rails in the ground and a station, that is a visible commitment to developers and homeowners and business owners that there will always be people within that the vicinity of that station. And it has been shown that the return on investment for rail spending is higher than that of highways. Because when you have a car, you can go wherever you want, whenever you want, but that's almost as much a liability, because then you can go absolutely anywhere and no one place becomes special. But if you have a rail transit line, then you know that the areas in the vicinity of the station are going to become vibrant, interesting, walkable communities.
All right, now, G4, help me out here. You don't want to take cars away from people.
No, I want to give them options. Or, excuse me, I want to give myself an option. I'm just masquerading this as a highway revolt.
Okay, all right. But, I mean, that's not the some ultimate goal here. Like, no more cars. We're all going to take trains now.
Oh, of course not, no. All I want is, so we have three different highways going into this valley, but we have zero long-distance rail routes, and we have zero long-distance bicycle trails. Why do we need a fourth highway when the equation is already unbalanced?
All right. Now, just yesterday, now this is from California, all right, funding for high-speed rail out there apparently is being pulled. They've spent a lot of money. Nothing's been built. This was a high-speed rail line that was supposed to go from, like, L.A. to San Francisco,
yep.
And then it got reduced greatly to just the Central Valley. Now the Trump folks are like, this is a waste of money. We're not paying any more money. And the whole thing's, like, stuck. Now, that could happen with this. Yes or no?
Not necessarily, especially because this uses existing government-owned rail lines. Especially the first phase or two will be a lot easier to build than California high-speed rail. In part, California high-speed rail, that's a high-speed rail line. You have to have ultra-flat, ultra-straight rights-of-way that go on for hundreds of miles, and you can't bend it around different obstacles, and so you have to pay all of the farmers exorbitant amounts of money in order to buy up their land, because they know that there's no other option for you to get around. But what we're proposing here is, again, we already have active government-owned railroad lines that run from the Amtrak station in Tyrone to within 2 miles of downtown State College. All you have to do, plug that tiny 2-mile gap, buy a few vehicles, and then start them running. It will be much easier to build this project than California High-Speed Rail.
Can you run a rail line from Lewistown to State College?
Actually, yes, you can, just not to American standards. So one of the more interesting trips that I went on was my sister decided to go to grad school in Zurich, Switzerland, the Swiss Alps. I decided to go to graduate school in the Rust Belt. I think I'm moving the wrong direction in my life.
Yeah.
But of course, the moment that she was in the Swiss Alps, every long-lost family member and friend imposed upon her in order to have a free tour of the Alps. And one of the interesting things that they had there was they developed, and I'm not too familiar with it myself, but it's really interesting, kind of hybrid rack railway, regular railway trains. And so instead of having only trains in the flatlands, and then maybe you take a cable car up a mountain, and then only trains in that higher mountain valley, this is really interesting. These are normal trains that run at like 60 miles an hour, highway-ish speeds, and then all of a sudden they come to, on their exact same line, a short rack railway segment, and they go up a really steep, like 20 or 30% grade for maybe a mile or two, gain a lot of elevation, and then they continue at normal railroad speeds after that. So in theory, it is possible. Unfortunately, since it hasn't actually been done in America at the moment, we don't have any of the manufacturers set up, we don't have any of the expertise, so doing that will be a lot more expensive. So in some fantasy far-off world, yes, I absolutely would love to see a railroad line to Lewistown, but in the meanwhile, I think we should start with the low-hanging fruit.
Okay. Well, to wrap up, now again, the website is Center County, I just forgot, CenterCountyHighwayRevolt.org. All right, now G4, if someone's listening like, I want to know more about that, I want to be part of that, what should they do?
Check out the website. We have a whole page for taking action. I personally curated all of the emails for all of the local government officials anywhere that this project could go. So just scroll to your county, your municipality, send them a few emails. Find your state representative and your state senator, send them a few emails. And then go and find the emails for the PennDOT district managers and their multimodal offices, and tell them that instead of a highway, you would like a modern, frequent regional rail line instead.
Yeah, on the website, G4, I found your email address through there, and through, I guess, call it a pre-populated email, where you had the line, I'm prepared to launch a hostile takeover of PennDOT. And I'm thinking, G4, no, I don't think you want to do that, but I mean, this
there are a few Easter eggs around the website like that.
An Easter egg, okay. I mean, it's fascinating. I've mentioned, I love trains when I get it. You know, if I was going to downtown Philadelphia, I'd go to Lewistown, get on the Pennsylvanian, if the schedule works,
mm-hmm.
and take it to Philadelphia, have a good time, come on back, because Philadelphia traffic is, bad. So good luck on this effort, and maybe you've got my email address now. You know, keep us up to date on any new developments or anything like that.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me. This has been really fun.
Thank you. Very, very interesting.
And you were the train guy in Bowlesburg. I'm like, this guy's just talking about trains the whole time. I'm like, what the heck? It's you.
Oh, no. I'm developing a reputation.
Well, hopefully a good one. All right. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah, appreciate it. Very informative.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have some open line time. Somebody tried to call in during the middle of the interview. We don't take calls during interviews. But if you have a thought, you can call back here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll return after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Let's Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIMP, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
All right. I mean, that was an interesting conversation. And again, John and I met at that event over in Bowlesburg that PennDOT ran a few weeks ago. And again, it's like this guy's just talking about trains, and I'm just milling about, and there he is, and he's talking about trains, and so I struck up a conversation with him, and I thought, well, trains are cool, but I don't know, you know, and then turns out he's the guy. So again, very interesting website, very thorough. I mean, this is not just something somebody slapped together, and it's something to think about, all right? So, again, CenterCountyHighwayRevolt.org. Now, I'm still a skeptic. I mean, I just am. Would I like to see some train lines? Yeah. Will it pay for itself?
Your skepticism.
I'm skeptic. Let's take a call.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Great guest. A lot of energy. I just wish you'd take a call once in a while with guests so we can ask them a question.
Well,
one of my questions would, and you know what? I never worry about dump buttons because, you know, callers are always pretty respectful. Very rarely do they, that I've known listening to talk radio for years, disrespect guests. However, one of my questions would be the type of rail system they would be using. In other words, what kind of train would they be using? How many cars would they be using? And typically with rail, and being from Philly, I can tell you this because I rode the Reading all the time. I love trains. I think if we 150 years ago started building the infrastructure of the railway in this country, we wouldn't have the problems we have with gridlock. Because you can put these trains above roads. You can put them underground like subways. I mean, we already spent, according to a whistleblower, $23 trillion on underground systems. I was made aware of it in 1994 for the elite to bury themselves in case of a catastrophe. That's not public knowledge. If we'd have put those resources to the American people for the infrastructure of America, we'd have railways all over the country. Our systems would be probably the best in the world, and now they're crap. They're crap. The highways are overcrowded. You can't build anything anymore because of lawyers, lawsuits, wanting to use eminent domain, so on. So look at the Blue Route. 50 years, they're still working on it. Railway is the answer. For the life of me, I don't know why they don't build railways above the roads.
Well, I thought about that, and I'm going to assume added, you know, expensive cost to build railways up in the air, if you will, is probably the reason why, rather than have them on the ground.
We spend $900 billion a year on the military. We probably could use half of that. Our budget now is in the trillions, most of it wasteful social programs, whereby the government is doing illegal things like transferring wealth, which they have no lawful authority to do under the Constitution. So 90% of their spending is illegal anyway. But they take away that illegal spending and the transfer of wealth and put it towards what they're allowed to do, which is, and it's in the Constitution, build the infrastructure, we can make it happen. Look at China. Oh, my God, look at those high-speed railways in China. Look at Japan. They're killing it. Look at Saudi Arabia. I mean, they built islands where there was oceans. They built entire cities. Our soul is lost, man. This empire, I don't know how long we're going to last. Empires normally don't last more than 200 years. Now, it's been about 250 for us. But we need to get our priorities straight, and we don't have them straight. Hmm. And I think railway is one of the ways to solve our infrastructure crisis in America. And listen, I'm a free enterprise guy. I'm all for cars. But talk to truckers that travel these roads. You said, I said, I traveled 2,200 miles in 6 days. And this country is not only diminishing, it's killing itself. It's committing suicide. Because the money's not going where it should be going. We buy goods and services, we send it overseas. It goes to China, it goes to Mexico, it goes to Korea. All of our money goes overseas. That started with NAFTA. I mean, we actually started before NAFTA, but come on, guys. This is not Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. We don't fix this stuff. We're not going to have a republic. We'll be done.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I agree. We have become too dependent. The collective we have just become way too dependent on the government. Right? We look at the government, many of us, I think societally, we, again, collectively, look at the government as our parents. Oh, what are you going to allow us to have this week? Oh, this is what... And we're not understanding that... one of my great frustrations is that you keep... Well, if we don't... We've got to increase taxes because we've got to take care of this or we've got to take care of that. I'm saying, let us keep our money... And we will take care of this and that. Government, federal government, infrastructure, yes. And, yeah, rails probably should be a bigger component of what we're doing with our infrastructure. But infrastructure and defense, those are the two primary focuses, should be the two primary focuses, and that should be about it when it comes to federal government responsibilities. Now, do I want some oversight that, hey, let's make sure businesses and individuals aren't ripping people off and aren't, you know, putting things in our supplies that will harm us. Yes, although you look at how effective some of those government oversights have been over the years, and you were supposed to keep us safe. Asbestos, anybody? Hello? Anybody paying any attention there? You know, the number of chemicals that they've approved going into the ground that have gotten into groundwater. I mean, I still want some oversight there? Yes. But the effectiveness of that oversight, not a great track record there at the end of the day. Even on a local front, the whole I-99 thing, and oh no, you don't have to worry about the water. No, there's not the runoff. What are you talking about? You guys are crazy. And, oh, well, yeah. No, it turns out you guys were right. Okay.
Okay.
But if we got back to, limited government. Now, Ironheads, you don't care about all of these services that are being impacted right now, no question, by federal government, but they're being impacted because, I would argue, the siphoning off by the government, and it's just inevitable. Again, even where government is well-intentioned, genuinely well-intentioned, the return on investment is awful. It is awful. Again, if when you go to the private sector and it's like, man, we want we need to take care of folks that are in need over here, you know, provide food services. Well, here's $10 to the food bank. How much does the food bank get out of that? Well, that would be $10. Well, when you get the government, hey, we're going to up your taxes, wait, because we're going to take care of this. Well, do you know how much of the $10 in taxes, by the time it gets to the food bank, or to get $10 to the food bank, how much in taxes is being collected? Because you have to siphon off. Well, we've got to get our salaries paid. We've got support staff. We've got folks that are looking out. We've got the distribution folks. We've got the folks that are taking in the requests for the information. They're looking over the grants. Oh, the period wasn't in the right place on that grant. We got to send that back. God almighty, are you kidding me? Stop it! They need the money. You know they need the money. Get them the damn money! It's not hard! But we make it hard because it's a bureaucracy. And, but we have set it up now where it's, well, the government takes care of this. No. Get the government out of it. Let us keep our money, much greater percentages of our money, and we are a giving people. We are a charitable people. Oh, yeah, but I know this guy. Okay. Yep, there's exceptions to the rule. By and large, where folks, and you see it, I mean, there are folks that are scraping by, literally scraping by. Not sure where my next paycheck is coming from, and I'm not sure how I'm going to get this covered or that covered. Hey, can you give another 20 cents here at the grocery store, round up to help the children? Well, yeah, sure. And they do it every time they're in the grocery store. We are a giving people. We want to help. Let us keep our money, and we will take care of it. And again, when we give, when I give $10 to the food bank gets $10. Boom. Done. Well, let me keep 10 more dollars out of my paycheck each month. We'll take care of that component. And again, this isn't because of the way it's been set up now. It's not a snap your fingers, all right, government stops giving, we give all of this money back. This is, no, now we have to unravel it. And that comes with its own set of problems. But ultimately, I think that should be the objective. Let us take care of each other. Let the government do the things that that only the government can, which is infrastructure. We can't get together and figure out the best way to develop the railway system or to develop the roadways and take care of them. That has to be a collective infrastructure government job, and obviously defending the country, providing some measure of safety and making sure there's recourse for somebody that says they're providing one service and then they're not. I want that stuff. I want there to be oversight on those things. And that's about it. I want the federal government basically out of the rest of it. And I think some would be surprised at how well we can take care of each other.
All right, we got to take a break.
Given the opportunity.
Got to take a quick break. Then I think we'll have 1 minute, so don't go anywhere, folks. All right, let's talk 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit BelfontCruise.org. That's 814-280-5881 or BelfontCruise.org. The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise, Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th.
Attention triaxle drivers. Our local athletes are on the road to success, and now you can join them by joining Glen O. Hawbaker. If you're at least 21 and have a CDL and want to join a winning team that puts you in the best position to succeed, now is the time to apply online at gohcareers.com. We have both part-time and full-time triaxle driver positions open. This is a great opportunity to work for a local leader with a great benefits package. Apply at gohcareers.com.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Let's talk here on a Thursday morning.
All right. I'm not sure the happy music fits here, but we ran out of time. I'm going to lead with this. Tomorrow we have an open line show. We heard from Vicky Kepler-Dodato last night. Penn State is going to tear down the historic Kepler Barn, which I am not happy about at all. They put an impossible task in front of her. Just no way that she was ever going to do it.
Yes.
$500,000 in 2 months, which is nuts. We'll lead tomorrow's show with the letter that that she shared with me last night. And then maybe we'll talk about it. But in the meantime.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Belfont, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.